It is 5:20, and this is the KDLL Evening News for Thursday, July 9, on 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna, listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Jake Dye. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, Kenai celebrates the 4th of July. But first, a brown bear seriously injured a woman in her front yard near Kenai shortly after she let out her two dogs early this morning, according to Alaska State Troopers. The woman, who has not been publicly identified, was airlifted to Anchorage for medical treatment after the mauling at her home near Karlick Avenue off Kalifornsky Beach Road. In a statement posted online, troopers say the woman had opened her front door around 5 a.m. to find a brown bear sow and two cubs, which caused one of her dogs to run back inside while the other ran away from the door. Troopers say the woman grabbed a shotgun and fired three or four rounds in an effort to scare off the bears. The sow then attacked the woman on her front deck. Someone else at the house scared the bear away and moved the woman inside. Troopers say the woman sustained serious injuries and was flown to an Anchorage hospital in a helicopter. In the yard later, troopers found multiple bird feeders, a known bear attractant, in disarray. Alaska Wildlife troopers and State Department of Fish and Game officials are investigating the attack and collected samples left behind by the bears. As of around 2 p.m., the three bears had not been located. State troopers are asking anyone who sees brown bears in the area to contact them at 907-262-4453 or file a report with Fish and Game. State lawmakers are debating whether to include a controversial tax change in a bill aimed at easing the financial case for the Alaska LNG project. That change, known as the pass-through entities tax, would expand Alaska's 9.4% corporate income tax to cover privately held companies in the oil and gas business. That would subject private oil and gas producer Hillcorp and Alaska LNG lead developer Glenfarne to the same corporate income taxes paid by publicly traded companies like ConocoPhillips and ExxonMobil. Glenfarne and Governor Mike Dunleavy oppose the change. Meanwhile, the Alaska Chamber and eight other trade groups sent a letter to legislators on Thursday urging them to leave the pass-through entities tax out of the bill. Katie Capozzi is president and CEO of the Chamber.
All of the organizations and the industries represented on that letter have a very real concern that they're next.
In the letter, the nine business groups call the pass-through entities tax, quote, unrelated tax policy. They say the change could chill investment not just on the Alaska LNG project, but throughout the state's economy. But proponents say it's related. Backers say the tax change would counter an expected reduction in tax revenue during the construction phase of the gas pipeline if the project moves forward. Independent Anchorage representative Kai Holland says taxing pass-through businesses isn't his first choice for solving that problem. But he says the state needs some way to pay for government services.
I'm not going to cut education and cut other public services to support the project. And at the same time, I'm not going to be naive and think this project can be successful if we don't help communities and our agencies be able to fully engage and support it.
Holland says he sees the tax change as inevitable. And he says making the change now, rather than later, makes the Alaska LNG project less risky for gas buyers and investors. A conference committee working out a final draft of a bill cutting billions in property taxes for the Alaska LNG project included the tax on pass-through entities in its latest draft. Many Senate Majority Caucus members say they see it as essential, but it's not clear if it has the votes to pass the House. Lawmakers are expected to return to Juneau next week for more meetings and a possible vote on a final bill as the special session continues. And finally, families packed the streets of Kenai last weekend to celebrate America's 250th birthday at the city's annual 4th of July parade. The streets of Kenai are a sea of spangly red, white, and blue. Kids chase candy while patriotic floats roll by under overcast skies. The Kenai Chamber of Commerce organizes the town's 4th of July parade every year, but Executive Director Samantha Springer says this summer is special.
So this was the 250th year birthday anniversary. We were hoping that people would go all out with some of their floats, and I think they really did, and people were excited.
A panel of judges honors standout parade entries with awards. Springer says Forever Dance, the best youth participant, impressed judges with their excitement and their endurance. The Boys and Girls Clubs of the Kenai Peninsula is recognized as the best organization for their large, dinosaur-themed entourage of marching families. An award for Best Individual goes to a man who rode the route in a small vehicle he made himself. Multiple floats nod to upcoming elections. There are candidates for governor, state office, and the United States Congress. But it's the Kenai Peninsula Borough who's honored as the best political or government showing in the parade. Their float features a cohort in period dress and a powdered wig on the borough mayor. After the parade, there's plenty to entertain attendees at the Green Strip. Here's Springer again.
So we had the dignitary dunk tank, we had the kids' carnival going, we had the beer garden and live music and more food vendors. I actually had to move things out a little bit because we had so many food vendors.
Putting on the 4th of July festivities, Springer says, is a heavy lift for her staff of four. They wrangle participants and permits across a broad swath of Kenai in coordination with the city's police and public safety organizations. But the parade is something people look forward to.
I don't know, it just means a lot that people are that excited to be there, that they're showing up that early. And then again, it's just, to me, it always blows my mind. Every year we have more people participate in that parade. It's only grown.
Springer says the chamber's already looking forward to next year with an eye toward bringing on more volunteers to help facilitate all the action. Reporting from the parade route in Kenai, I'm Jake Dye. That's all for tonight's KDLL Evening News. We had help from our own Ashlyn O'Hara and from Eric Stone in Juneau. You can re-listen to this newscast and find our other stories online at kdll.org. I'm Jake Dye. Have a great night.
PVLs, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm here today to talk to you about why KDLL is so important to our community. Like, for example, Science Friday is super important to me because it helps me understand the world around me, and I'm sure that it's the same for a lot of people, too. And this is one of the many reasons you should support or donate to KDLL.
Thanks, Iris. If you appreciate and value public broadcasting on the Kenai Peninsula, donate now at kdll.org.